Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered them and said, Amen, amen, I say to you, you're looking for me not because you saw our signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal. So they said to him, What can we do to accomplish the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus advised the people, don't looking for material goods, but looking for him, his word. Jesus gave us all his life for us in a special way through the Eucharist, through the Holy Spirit. We have all the help from heaven. It all depends on our openness to this grace. Jesus expects us every day we do the will of God wholeheartedly and trust everything into his hand and open ourselves to the Holy Spirit. It's the one who gives us the light, the strength, and the peace. Jesus is with us, accompanying us, especially the Blessed Sacrament. He remains in us, in and out in the world. He just tells us we are never alone. He will accompany us at the end of the world. Very important, we have to trust, open ourselves. What is impossible for man is possible for God. If this trust, try to live, expect today, moment for moment, to love the person next to us. When we have this love, we have peace. The world needs peace. We are the follower of Jesus. We have to share his message, not only with words, also with action. That means with love, openness to the Lord. Let us ask Jesus today, give us this joy, this openness, moment by moment, to live the will of God. Jesus, we trust in you.